Yet another investigation is underway into the Daniel Prude incident, this one on the county level. WXXI's James Brown has details.
Ernest Flagler Mitchell of the Monroe County Legislature says he wants to know why news of Prude's death didn't reach him and other county leaders.
And to come up with an action plan that can clearly reflect what we have seen and how much we care on fixing the issue in general.
State and city investigations into Prude's death are happening too. Prude suffocated in Rochester Police custody in March, dying a few days later. The county medical examiner's office ruled it a homicide, and District Attorney Sandra Dorley informed the state attorney general's office about it. But it didn't become public until early this month. Flagler Mitchell applauds County Executive Adam Bellow's expansion of the forensic intervention team, but he says he wants to take it a step further. He says he's discussed the creation of an unarmed mental health unit of peace officers with Sheriff Todd Baxter.
If they need to arrest, they would know how to arrest them properly if they need to be arrested, right? A lot of times it's just a conversation.
Flagler Mitchell says he expects to discuss the unit further with Baxter and county leaders in the coming months. James Brown, WXXI News.